I'd now like to consider this question in the context of international finance, why it's so often the case that when thinking about the returns on currencies, we look first and foremost at the nominal interest rate on that currency, and not at what is sometimes called the real interest rate on that currency. So just to review terms, the nominal interest rate, that's the published rate, it's the rate you hear about. It may be 1%, 3%, 10%, but it's the number not adjusted for anything, not adjusted for inflation. The real interest rate is the nominal rate, but adjusted for domestic inflation. So for instance, if you have a nominal rate of about 10%, and you have a domestic rate of inflation of about 5%, well, we say the real interest rate then is 10 minus the 5, and that will equal 5%. Okay, so far so good. But now, why is it that the nominal interest rate might be measuring the real return on the currency? Well, we need to think of this from the point of view of foreign investors. A foreign investor doesn't necessarily care about the price level in some other country. They want to know, what purchasing power will I get in my home country, not in the foreign country? So the key for them is the nominal rate they are earning on a foreign investment in a foreign currency, and that of course has to be adjusted for the currency conversion or exchange rate, but from the point of view of a foreign investor, it's the nominal rate and then the exchange rate between the two currencies, that's what matters. So to think of this in a particular setting, imagine there being US and Canada. Americans invest in Canada, and Canadians invest in America. And imagine that each set of investors is spending most of their money in their home country. Again, what they care about is the nominal rate of interest in the other country and the exchange rate US to Canadian dollars. Unless you have an American investor who's going to spend most of his proceeds in Canada, say, flying to Canada, going to a lot of hockey games, well, that rate of inflation in Canada, the real rate of interest in Canada, isn't what matters to that investor. And thus, for the purposes of international finance theory, we are back at the point where the nominal interest rate really has this important role in setting real returns across borders and defining arbitrage conditions. And for some more concrete examples of this, I refer you to our videos on covered interest parity and also uncovered interest parity and the carry trade.